If there were statues, stairways outside or inside, would you call them a different thing if they were outside than you would if they were inside?
Well, I guess they'd be called about the same. Stairway.
Okay. Now, in some places, there's just outside the door, there's a little thing you have just outside. I noticed you have one. Put your chairs on, or you can sit out and relax. And what would you call that?
Well, they call them porches.
Porches. Did they have any old names for them, or what they are now? Or?
Well, that was about all they called them. Where they had a porch upstairs that run out, they'd call that a portico.
Portico.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Can you have a porch on more than one floor? Can there be one on the second floor?
Well, yeah, they used to have some. Yeah, they have them on both floors.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the one upstairs the same thing as the one downstairs?
Well, the one that they used to call the one that upstairs, them old timey houses, they called them portico.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it make any difference? Would you still call it the same thing if it had a roof on top of it? If it had a roof on top, or if it was open, would they have a different looking word for that?
Well, no, I think that would take care of it.
No. All right, now I'm going to ask you some little different questions. What if somebody's going to, if the door's open and you don't want it open, you would tell somebody to do what to the door?
Close the door.
Close the door.
Yeah.
Anything else? Would you? Any other words?
Well, they'd say, fasten the door.
Fasten the door?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other? Boards on the outside of
the house? Well, that's weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding.
Yeah, weatherboarding play.
Okay, do they have... Always call it that?
Yeah, that's about what they call it as far as I remember.
Okay, if you were going to do some carpentry and you're nailing in a board, you say you take the hammer and you do what to the nail?
Drive the nail up.
Drive the nail.
Okay. Nail on the board.
And if that nail ripped your sock, say, you took a hammer. What would you do to the hammer and do what to endure to the nail?
Well, you'd saw the board first, mm-hmm. Hit it. Then you'd grab the nail with the hammer.
Okay.
Keep it, make it stay at the place and stay on.
Okay. If you wanted to hang something outside the barn, and you took a nail and you'd say, I took a nail and I did what? What did you do? If you wanted to hang out something, you took a nail and hammer, what would you do to the nail?
You'd grab the nail in the board.
And if it didn't get in far enough, so it's got to be what further?
It's got to be, go further, probably deeper or harder.
Okay. Good. Now, what do you call the part of the house that what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
That's the roof.
What do you call little things on the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
They were gutters.
Okay.